And now, it's sports time. Featuring forecasts, plot synopsis, character studies, explanations, and interviews. Making sports accessible to everyone, from the diehard to the hardly interested. With your host, Ezra Fisher, it's the Dear Sports Fan Podcast.
Hello, sports fans and friends, family, husbands, wives, brothers, sisters, cousins, and aunts of sports fans. For many people who love the NFL, this coming weekend is the best weekend of sports for the year. Like last weekend, there are four playoff games over 2 days. What makes it even better than last weekend is that the four teams with the best records in the league all rested last weekend, and now they host the winner of last weekend's playoff games. It's called the NFL Divisional Round of the Playoffs. To help prepare for the games, I invited my friend Brennan Gilfillan to join me in a series of podcasts. We'll go through each of the playoff games and talk through the most interesting characters, the basic plot of the game, who we want to win, and who we think is going to win. And just for fun, we'll share our favorite player names from each of the playoff teams. I hope you enjoy it.
All right, we're back to summarize the last game of the weekend. It's the Sunday late afternoon game, the Indianapolis Colts at Denver Broncos. 4:40 p.m. is around when it starts, and it's on CBS. Why don't we start with a couple interesting characters from the Denver Broncos?
And they can talk about Peyton Manning.
Yeah, it's really just Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning.
He's 114 years old. His spine has been fused together by a blowtorch. And he's not quite as good this year as he's been other years. He still is. I would say the most entertaining to watch quarterback in the NFL, because he pretty much runs his own show up there. He basically gets to the line, calls his own play, thinks about what he wants to do, and doesn't really care about what the coaches on the sidelines are telling him to do. So it is very enjoyable to watch. It's like watching someone conduct an orchestra in real time, which is a lot of fun. He's frustrating and consistent. He's at least 64 years old, so he's fallen off a little bit this year. But still have to like his chances, outsmarting any defense that he's up against.
Yeah, he's sort of like the ideal quarterback for my dream version of football, which is not getting rid of coaches entirely, but getting rid of any communication between coaches and the players on the field.
Yeah.
And most of the time in football games, coaches are telling the quarterback what plays to call through they've got little radio receivers in their helmets. And even if they're not doing that, there's some sort of signs that are coming in from the sideline to tell the players what to do. And on the Broncos, it's just Peyton Manning. Like, he could be wearing a helmet without a radio. It wouldn't matter. He's calling the plays. He's telling players what to do. He goes up to the line of scrimmage before plays. He adjusts the play based on what the defense is doing. And this is my favorite thing, you hear all the quarterbacks do this, but he is sort of the maestro of the quarterback, just screaming random stuff before a play starts that you think it maybe is conveys some information, but you also always get the sense that all of the information he needed to convey has already been related to his players. And now he's just messing with you. And he's always saying like Omaha or, Lincoln. It seems to be always towns in Nebraska. I have no idea why, but he's just fun to watch.
Yeah. Got a bunch of good receivers, and they actually, they run the ball more, and there's all that talk, but it's still ultimately, it always comes back to Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
No matter what happens.
So the other guy on the Broncos that I think is worth knowing, even though it's not a particularly happy story right now, is Wes Welker. Welker was a longtime receiver on the New England Patriots, so he's caught passes from Tom Brady, who I think you said is 178 years old, and now Peyton Manning, who I think you said is 212? I can't remember the numbers exactly, but he's caught passes from two of the great quarterbacks of all time. And he is a small guy. He's a little bit, I would say Cole Beasley is a little bit like Wes Welker was, 10 years ago. And he gets hit a lot, and he has had We have no idea how many concussions he's had, but he has missed a lot of time recently with concussions. And I would say of all of the players in really any professional sport, he's the one that newspaper columnists and television commentators and probably, I'm guessing, just people on the street feel the most comfortable saying, hey, Wes, hang it up, retire. You know, we know what's good for you better than you do, and you've taken too many hits. And it, I just find it really interesting because it's this, it's like we, those of us who are love sports but are also concerned about the health of the athletes are constantly saying, you know, they, teams and players need to listen to the doctors more. But then in this case, we say, even if the doctors clear him, he should be listening to us. Stop playing. So he's just an, it's an interesting situation, I'm sure, for him to be in.
Well, and it's not like, you know, it's not like a situation where, you know, 15, 20 years ago, allegedly the league, or up, I guess up to more recently, the league was not being forthcoming about what the risks were. I think everyone, while there, you know, some disagreements around the edges, everyone knows the risks, and no one knows the risks better than Wes Walker, given how many concussions he's had. At a certain point, the question is, is it up to us to tell someone who knows every risk that he's taking that he shouldn't be taking those risks?
Yeah. Yeah, he basically personifies the concussion issue.
Yeah.
Over on the Colts, we talked about them last week before they beat the Cincinnati Bengals. Anyone you'd like to highlight today?
I don't remember who we talked about last week. I assume we talked about Andrew Luck.
Yep, the quarterback for the Colts.
Yeah.
He was the one who he congratulates players after they hit him.
That's a good stack, yeah.
Yep.
Which is exciting. Still, I can't get enough of that. No, I mean, I don't think there's any, there's no difference this week. Everything that they do depends on Andrew Luck, Reggie Wayne, and T.Y. Hilton, and then just a bevy of highly disappointing running backs.
Yeah.
And yeah, then I guess so, the other one is his high school, his college teammate, Cody Kleiner, the tight end, who he has very good chemistry with and will probably have a big game, I would expect, against the Broncos.
Yeah, I'm actually a little interested in one of those, that one of that bevy of disappointing running backs, a guy named Daniel Heron, whose nickname is Boom, which is, you know, not enough nicknames in sports anymore. But I think last week, one of the players you talked about was a guy named Trent Richardson, who's one of those running backs who is really highly heralded, highly drafted. And you mentioned was in the Indianapolis Colts actually traded for him. He's not playing so well. And the guy who's playing better is Daniel Heron, who is very much less heralded. I think he was drafted by another team and just cut, and the Colts picked him up. And he played, you know, okay. And I just think he's really pivotal. And if he can play, you know, one step up from okay, I think it will help the Colts a lot in this game. So in terms of plot, sort of like the characters, it's Peyton Manning, Peyton Manning, Peyton Manning. It's Peyton Manning playing against his old team. So he was drafted by the Colts in the late 90s or something, the late 60s. I don't know. And he played for the Colts for most of his career before coming to the Broncos. And so it's, you know, all of the plot revolves around him. It's him against his old team. It's him against his, you know, his successor in Indianapolis, Andrew Luck, who is, you know, maybe not equally great, but very, very, very good. And I think also the weather is a story, because there's this narrative, whether it's a myth or not, that Peyton Manning can't play when it's cold out. Well, it's pretty cold this week. I don't know what it's like in Denver or what it's going to be like on Sunday, but that will be something people talk about. What else do you think?
Oh, no, I think that's it. This is all about him playing his own team and playing his replacement. And also just about the window. Again, this is the end of his contract or he has one more year on his contract. But either way, he's at a stage of his career where any year could be the last.
Yeah.
So I think every, you know. The other thing is that the Broncos are very much a team after redemption after they just got completely demolished in the Super Bowl last year. I think they have more at stake in these playoffs in the AFC than anyone else does, because they need to get that bend. And Peyton Manning needs to get that bend. If that's his last Super Bowl, that's probably not going to fit very well.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think in terms of the actual the actual outcome of the game. I think actually more important than Peyton Manning and the Denver offense against the Indianapolis defense, maybe the flip side, the Colts offense has been pretty one-dimensional, just based on passing mostly. And that worked last week, but the Broncos have a really good defense and especially a good pass rush. They've got two guys named Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware, who are both just excellent at getting to the quarterback. So in terms of the sort of tactical aspect of the game, I would watch more about, you know, if the Broncos are hitting Andrew Luck a lot, I think they're probably going to win.
And if the Colts hit Peyton Manning once, they'll fall apart.
Well, yeah, I mean, if anyone hits Peyton Manning, that's usually a good sign for them, because that's like his one Achilles heel. So,
and it almost never happens.
It almost never happens, yeah. In terms of names, I've got a great one for the Denver Broncos. What do you have?
I have Brock Osweiler. Because it sounds like a name that I would make up for an American Pie character. So that is like the name that I would design for someone who is going to be a quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah. He is
it's a backup quarterback.
Do you remember his 10-second time in the spotlight this year?
No. What did he do?
The Broncos were absolutely blowing some team out. They were up by like 40 points in the third quarter. And the camera went on Osweiler, and he gleefully, you know, he thought he was going to get into the game, and he ran to get his helmet. And he, as soon as he turned around from getting his helmet, he saw that Peyton Manning had gone back into the game. And the look on his face was just sheer sort of like dejection and disappointment and annoyance. And it was so wonderful. My favorite name on the Denver Broncos belongs to a defensive back named Aqib Talib. I've actually looked this one up. Aqib means last one, and he is the fourth of four children, which I just think is a classic parental move.
It's amazing.
Yeah, and as a fourth child yourself, I thought you would appreciate that.
Yeah, it's also probably it's potentially a mother sending a message to the father.
Yeah, could be you never know. But I just like, it's also shorthand. It's like, which kid am I thinking of? Ah, all right, the last one. Last one! and best name on the Colts?
I think I did Ziggy Ansah last week, right?
Did who?
Ziggy Ansah?
I don't remember. I have to say, one of the fun things about doing these names is that when the player pops up in the actual game, I feel very happy about it. It feels like I'm somehow connected with them. When last week, Fozzie Whitaker, for the backup running back for the Carolina Panthers, scored a long touchdown, and I was in my living room screaming, "Fozzie Whitaker!"
I'm thinking the wrong thing. He's on the second line. I don't know why I thought he was on the Colts. I think I did Ricky Jean-Francois last week.
Ah, could be.
Now I need to.
All right, well, I'll go while you're thinking. So, definitely my favorite name, I don't think I noticed him last week, is Colt Anderson. He's a backup safety on the Colts, and his name is Colt. That's perfect. Can't get better than that.
Definitely to be. The other one on the Colts is Dewey McDonald, who continues the proud NFL tradition of having names that seem like law firms. the best being Ben Jarvis Greenellis.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Former running back for the New England Patriots. But Dewey McDonald, it either seems like a political ticket or the name of a law firm.
Yeah.
Now, granted, you will not see him on the field if he's something like the 14th string safety.
That's all right. He'll be there. He'll be there in spirit. So the line on this game, the Denver Broncos are.
Be clear, he'll be there in person.
He will also be there in person, but just not on the field. The Broncos are favored by 7 in this game. Who do you want to win, and who do you think is going to win?
Oh, man. I think I want the Colts to win.
You think you want the Colts to win?
Yeah, I mean, you know how I like seeing the Manning family suffer when it comes to football. By association, I feel like then Eli Manning is suffering and he's dying. I feel good about that. But I don't think that they're going to pull that out. I do think that, as you were saying, I think that Von Miller and and DeMarcus Ware are just going to tee off on Andrew Luck, and I don't think he's going to get to do what he normally does. And again, you don't have to worry about when they know every play that they don't have to worry about the run, and that's the only thing that can hurt them is the pass. I don't see having any trouble getting to Andrew Luck.
Yeah, I think it'll be a very pleasant game for Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware. Not only will they get to get a lot of quarterback sacks, but they'll be congratulated by the quarterback. I want the Broncos to win. I'd like to see Peyton Manning in the Super Bowl one more time, and hopefully win it. And I think the Broncos are going to win. So, I don't know. It's a funny weekend because all of the home teams are favored by at least 6 points. The only upset I picked was the Cowboys over the Packers. So it's almost like it's the best weekend in football, and yet we don't really expect anything unexpected.
I think there will be good games, though.
Yeah.
I don't think there will be much in the way about that.
All right. Well, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for listening to the Dear Sports Fan podcast. You can find more podcasts and tons of writing at dearsportsfan.com. If you like what you see and hear there, please subscribe. Thanks to Jesse Fisher for the theme music. He's at jessefisher.com. Have a great day.